Sean, congratulations on your Hall of Fame award here from the North Kerry Hurling Board tonight, richly deserved. What does it mean to you to get the award?
It is a great honour to be remembered after the years. As one gets on in years, it's nice to know that you're not forgotten completely and that people think of you for whatever little bit of good we might have done. So it's a great occasion for myself, my wife and my family who are here with us tonight.
Yeah, and your son Brian came home specially from America to be with you.
He came home specially from America to be part of the occasion and to see what it was going to be like. And
now, you were born in Kilmiley?
Yeah, well, very near Kilmiley, a place called Baltavin, but quite part of Kilmiley was born there. We won't say how long ago.
Yeah. Actually, we will say how long ago, because I'll tell you why. You mentioned tonight in your speech there that you were in goal for the Kilmiley minor hurlers when you stopped Killarney minor hurlers from winning the
1953 county minor championship. That's correct. So that puts my age.
And you were in goal for Kilmiley, and tell us who was in goal for Killarney.
The famous Johnny Quality was in goal for Killarney.
What are your memories of that game, Sean?
Very few. What I do remember, like, it was played in the Austin Stack Park in Tralee, and the cup was presented by, there were a mineral drink company in Killarney at the time. I forgot their name.
Would they be the Arbutus?
Yes, correct, the Arbutus.
I worked there for a few years.
Is that right? Well, for my position, goals were like in the second half at the, what we call today, the Dun Stores end. There was a little stand in the stand, and the cup was up there, and I kept looking at it, wondering, would we win it? Even though we had a good advantage score-wise over Killarney, you never know. A team can come back quickly, and a few goals in hurling can make an awful difference. But I remember it distinctly, looking up at that cup and wondering, would we ever get it? But eventually, the whistle blew, and we got the cup.
A few names that played with you that there, Sean, that come to mind?
Several men who became famous artists for the county, like the late Tom Collins, Willie O'Leary, Dan Curran, Dennis Tracy, Liam Rice. There were many more as well, but that's just three or four of the names. Like, I have many, unfortunately, have passed on to their eternal reward. But with us all of him, as I say, we have those men. Father Xavier Lovett, who was in America. I would say John Carroll, who was in England. Mick Reagan, who was at home in Kilmiley, and who later captained Kilmiley's senior championship win in 1962, as far as I remember. There were some of the names who were on that team.
Oh, you have a great memory, God bless you. Now, after minor, then, where did your hurling career take you, and how did your progress bring us through?
Well, I played a little bit of senior hurling, but I faded out after a while. I became secretary of the Kilmiley Hurling Club the next year, 1954. And I set about putting some money together because the club was in debt at the time. So I collected some money, paid off the debt, and made sure that we always had a supply of hurlies and slithers and first aid equipment and things that way. And after a year or two, then I became secretary of the North Kerry Hurling Board. And at nearly the same time, I became secretary of St Brendan's District Football Board. So I was stuck in Kilmiley Hurling Club, North Kerry Hurling Board, St Brendan's District Football Board, all at the same time.
So your whole life really has been wrapped up in hurling.
Exactly. As I said, I eat, drank and slept hurling.
Now, your uncle, Moss Nolan, talk to us about him.
Actually, he was my uncle, but he was my mother's first cousin.
Right.
He was a great hurler. He won championship medals with both Abidorney and Kilmiley. And he spent a number of years as chairman of the North Kerry Hurling Board, and he gave fantastic service for up to 20 years as a referee. And I remember reading in the minutes of the North Kerry Hurling Board, he was chairman in 1934, the 50th anniversary of the founding of the GAA. And he apologised to the delegates for not being able to address them in their native language. And he hoped that the man who would be there 50 years after, in 1984, would be able to do it. And his wish was granted, because the man that was there in 1984 was the late Diarmuid O'Cahorn of Lixnair, who did give the address in Irish.
Now, when he died in, your family presented a cup in his memory.
To keep his memory alive, because he gave great service. He was very nationally minded. He had great service to the GAA, first as a player and as a chairman of the North Kerry Hurling Board, as I have said, and many years as a referee, at times when refereeing was quite dangerous because you hadn't any enclosed pitches.
Yes, yeah.
But he was a determined man, and he did whatever he could to promote the game as part of our culture.
And what competition is that cup played for now, Sean?
As far as I remember, it's under 21. I'm not sure, is it the league or North Kerry League or North Kerry Championship under 21? That's it, Cornu Vuirish in Ullan.
No, you took on a massive project a number of years ago, the Kilmaily to the Rescue, the history of the club. It was a massive production, and congratulations, one of the best club histories I have ever seen. Talk to us about that, and how long did it take you, Sean?
It took me, I took my years at it, but it took me between 10 and 12 years. I never thought that it would fall to my lot to do it. But when I heard that Sean Lovett had died suddenly, I then began thinking. I almost felt that Sean would do it when he retired, being a teacher and be living out in the country that I had come to live in Tralee at the time. Then poor Sean died suddenly at a young age. And within a year or two, it dawned on me that if I didn't do it, anybody else wasn't going to do it either. And I knew there was a lot of history in Kilmaily, a lot of hurling history, and a lot of other kinds of history as well. So the first thing I did was to interview the older people in the parish, because the records in the county library will remain there, but people, unfortunately, don't live forever. So I interviewed those folks in their homes, at my ease, different nights. I then went to the county library, which searched the newspapers at the time, and before the time, before ever the GAA was set up, Kilmaily and other clubs in North Kerry were playing hurling, before ever the GAA was thought of. Mm-hmm. I did all that. I got all the local history from the papers. The book is in two parts, the hurling section and the non-hurling section, which includes everything that I knew of and could research and could put on paper.
And what year did you publish it in, Sean?
On the 2nd of December, the year 2000.
Now, how important, looking back in retrospect, how important now you can sit down and look back, was your work?
It was important from one aspect of it, was that I often give a look at it now and I say, how did I think of all that? Where did I get the time to research it all? In fact, somewhat it's quite new to me that I just say, if I hadn't done it then, I wouldn't have, I suppose, the energy or the staying power at the time to do it if I waited for another 10 years. That I say, thank God, I spent time at it. I worked hard at it. I double and treble checked every date. Well, I didn't want to print anything that was incorrect, because in 20 or 30 or 50 years' time, somebody would produce that and assume it was correct. So I made sure that there wasn't any error as far as was humanly possible, and I'm glad I gave it time and attention and did it as best I could, and I got it into print, and it is there for all time. Yeah. And Sean DeHora said, Bio Godot.
Bio Godot. You have a particular interest in Sir Roger Casement. How did that come about, and what's your huge interest, Sean?
It came about because I was born only 3 miles from Bannerstrand, and I heard my mother, because where we were living was where my mother was born, talking about him. And I asked questions. I was, I suppose, inquisitive, as a young fella. And I learned bits about him. And I followed that interest up bit by bit when I left school, when I worked, kept it up. And then in 1965, when his remains were returned to Ireland and given a state funeral, even before that, I went back, I remember, with my old brother. It was St. Stephen's Day. I probably only about 18, 20 years of age at the time, went back to Bannerstrand, but hadn't have a clue where he came in. There was nothing there to mark it. Then Monty returned to Ireland in 1950, and he wrote a letter to the Kerry man saying he was surprised how there was nothing, and he brought the members of Kerry County Council out to Banner to show them where he came in, and he said if even a stout pole was put there, he says, something to mark the place where we came ashore. And these things combined, then after the remains being brought back to Ireland, I decided I would do something about it. I wrote a letter under an assumed name, a non-diplume, they called it, Veritas, in the Evening Herald at the time. And I got a response from a man called, he's dead since, Ned O'Mahony, an eighth banner, who was living in Limerick at the time. And between us, we got four or five together. And we met first in Limerick, and then after that we was meeting Nina, people from Kildare and Dublin as well. And we set about collecting money to build a decent memorial to mark the place where Casement and Monty then Bailey came ashore. And even though that's unveiled now since 1968, I still have the interest. Occasionally I do walking tours from the memorial and banner to Casement's fort. And I got a small memorial built there as well in 1991 with the help of Conor Gaeilge to mark the place where he was arrested in the fort. Yeah. And then Gael Skull of Casement was set up, and we called it after him, Gael Skull Vic Aspen, the Gael Skull of Casement. And I'm still giving talks about him, even last August, as part of National Heritage Week. I give a talk around the town of Sirleaf for about 2 hours walking and talking, and people enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it too.
You're a remarkable man. Come here, talk to us about your mum and dad, and how many were in your family?
My parents, from the point of view of family, had a sad time, but the first two children were babies and died as infants. I was the next. My one brother, younger than me, he was next. Another boy died as well in infancy. I barely remember him. He lived for about 5 or 6 months. And I remember he being in the bed between my brother and myself. Just amazing, one memory stays in your mind forever. I remember holding his right hand nervously in my left hand. But I say, only two were survived out of six.
Sean, what did they die of, if you don't mind me asking?
As far as I can gather, it was a diphtheria.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. There wasn't a cure for pneumonia.
Of course, there was no cure.
There was no cure for pneumonia. Yeah. Pneumonia. Yeah. Pneumonia. And I said it had a lasting impression on my poor mother and my father, having lost them, because they often regretted as they got older they didn't have a daughter. Because I thought a daughter would be more helpful in old age than sons would be. Yeah. But I often remember they had a very hard life in a small farm in the 30s and 40s during the economic war and the Second World War, and it's rationing of food and everything that way. They had a very, very hard life. Yeah. I thank God for them, because I wouldn't be where I am today without them and without their hard work.
And this is lovely to remember them in this interview too, Sean. Who were the great Kerry hurlers you saw? Rattle off six or seven names of the great Kerry hurlers.
I suppose Sean Lovett, Kilmiley, Michael Hennessy, Ballyduff, Richie McKelligott, Jimmy Hogan, and Pat O'Connell of Lixnair. Off the top of my head, they're the ones I can think of at the moment.
What about Kerry hurling today now? What do you think of it?
It has come a long ways from my time. As I said tonight, there are far more competitions, far more underage competitions, which is very important. As in any sport, the younger you start, the better. And it's great that Ballyduff have got to the Munster final of the Munster Intermediate Championship, and with the help of God, they'll win on Sunday. They would be on the threshold of history.
What did you work at all your life, Sean?
A clerk in a baking factory. Yeah. Actually, in two baking factories.
Where?
CWS in Rock Street.
Yeah.
That closed down in 1971. A week later, I got a job as a clerk again in Denny's Baking Factory. And I was there, I retired, and that's closed down now as well.
Yeah. What do you do for pastimes?
I have no moment to spare. I'm involved very much. I'm in Cahillach on the Board Banish Dirk, the Gael Skull Vic Aspen, which Paddy MacArgus and myself founded in 1978. I'm still Cahillach. Of course, when I say to make reparation for my sins at this hour of my life, I'm also involved with Conor Gaeilge. I'm chairman of the local branch of Coltas Cultureirn. I was vice chairman of Coltas up to a year or two ago at the county board. I'm chairman of the two small committees. One is Paul and Afrin, a mass rock site in Ballybeggan, Tralee. I'm chairman of that. And another committee in God's Acre, which is where people were buried over 100 years ago from the workhouse in Tralee, people who had no relatives that were buried there in unmarked graves. And we keep that little cemetery up to date and have a mass there every year in the month of November. I don't think I'm involved in anything yet.
Come here, Sean.
Every August, and we have a Ireland weekend, the Roger Casement August gathering, to try and build it up into maybe a Roger Casement weekend. But that's the last one.
Come here. When I asked you the question, what you do as a pastime, you must have said to yourself, isn't he an awful age asking me a question like that?
No, I did not. No, no.
It was a very stupid question. I know. Come here. You're wearing two badges on your coat.
Yes. One is the pioneer pin. I'm a pioneer all my life since 18 years of age. And the other is the fauna for speaking Gaelic. And I'm very faithful to both of them. And I'm proud of them.
Now, behind every great man, there's somebody greater.
Correct. A woman.
A woman.
Yeah. My wife, Dawn. We're happily married for 44 years.
Where is Dawn from?
She's from Upper Oak Park in Tralee. Yeah. That's where she's from. And our house is only 100 yards from where she was born. We have four children, two sons and two daughters.
What are their names?
Brian, here beside me. Professor Brian, even the right title. Professor Brian, not going to call her, not today, I'm in America. The next lad is Rory, and the two girls then are Fiona and the youngest girl, Aoife, who is here tonight.
Sean, you're a remarkable man. It was a great honour and a privilege to sit down with you and to meet you and to talk to you and listen to me. Keep up the great work and long may you live, because you're a remarkable man and you're a credit to the county and a credit to Kilmaily.
Wish you good a mealy, mealy, Margaret. It was a pleasure speaking to you as well.